the Prime Minister did that an hour ago. He suspended them so that they could create space for investigations into two scandals going on in the country right now. That is the scandal around the acquisition and distribution of maize, which took place last year, and the disappearance of millions of shillings in free primary education funds, which is under Professor Sam Mungeri's docket.
Now, we understand also their respective permanent secretaries were suspended as well. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. The permanent secretaries were suspended yesterday. The permanent secretary in the Prime Minister's office stepped aside. Then later on, the president suspended other permanent secretaries together with him.
So do we know who is going to carry out the investigations from now onwards?
The Prime Minister said the investigations will be conducted jointly by the Criminal Investigations Department, the Kenya Anti-Corruption Commission, and the Inspectorate of State Corporations.
When do we expect a final report on these investigations?
He gave them 3 months to complete their report.
What do you say to those who say that this issue may be politicized?
Well, we can't help. We can't stop people who want to politicize it. But the fact is that there is a legitimate case here. Kenyans, whose children go to public schools, feel that they are losing the only opportunity they had, that is in the free primary education funds, because somebody is stealing it. In the case of maize, there's legitimate concern that maize that was supposed to go to the poor was diverted and used to enrich the rich. So there is need for a thorough investigation and a thorough punishment. That is a legitimate issue. If people want to politicize it, we can't stop them.
To what extent was this action a result of international pressure?
I don't think so. I've not seen much international pressure, and not any at all, particularly on the issue of maize. The idea of buying maize and selling it to millers at subsidized prices was conceived by the Prime Minister himself. Then it was approved by the cabinet. Then somewhere along the way, when it appeared that it had been hijacked and it was not benefiting the poor, he instituted investigation. He himself said he wanted PricewaterhouseCoopers to investigate it because he thought the Kenya Anti-Corruption Commission was not up to the task. In fact, the Kenya Anti-Corruption Commission investigated it and cleared it and said there was no wrongdoing. So the Prime Minister himself came in and said, let's involve an independent investigative authority. The free primary education has had a bit of push from the international community because it has had a lot of input from donors, the UK, the US, and the European Union. So there's been a bit of pressure on that. But then, again, the public has been very concerned because it is something meant for the masses whose children go to public schools. Public schools are doing very badly, and part of the reason is that they don't have equipment, they don't have things like books and the rest. So it's a very serious issue that has to be dealt with.
Why did the president suspend the technocrats and the prime minister suspend the ministers? Is it...
Why the president did what he did, I don't understand. Maybe it's a coincidence that they took place the same day, but the prime minister talked to the officers in his office when the maize scandal touched them. Those officers in the office, and he told them they had to step aside. The day they stepped aside, several hours later, the president announced that he was suspending them and suspending many other permanent secretaries and the technocrats. So that is probably for State House to explain. I don't know why they did what they did, or it was just a coincidence. The Prime Minister thought that the public needs far-reaching actions taken, that the public felt that technocrats are being sacrificed because they have no political constituency and that they were playing it safe. So he decided that since he has powers to do it, he was going to do it. But I believe they consulted.
For the Ministries of Agriculture and Education, they now have neither a permanent secretary nor a minister. Do we know who is going to act in those capacities as the investigations are going on?
That has not been decided. I assume that the assistant ministers will carry out the functions, but I think that is something will be sorted out as soon as possible.